Hello, hello, it's Sonny Melendrez, and today I have a special surprise, a special guest, and we're also going to make a dream come true. My special guest is Aaliyah Ryder. Now, Aaliyah, you had a dream. Can we tell people how old you are? Is that okay?
I'm 35.
Okay. You don't look it.
Thank you.
You look like you're about
47. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So let's go back to grade school. What grade were you in?
About third grade.
Third grade. Okay. Third grade at what school?
Windcrest Elementary.
Windcrest Elementary. And about that time, I was on the radio at Magic 105. And you used to listen on the way to school, I take it?
Mm-hmm. On the way to school. And when I was at home sick, I would listen. And yeah.
The show didn't make you sick, right?
Not terribly.
All right. So you had an idea because they had different students doing the announcements in the morning at Windcrest. And tell me what you told the principal.
I told them that I wanted to do a morning show like yours, waking up with the Sunny in the Morning. Sunny in the Morning was the show. And I wanted to do a show like that and do all the announcements every morning for the entire student body and pretend like I was on the Sunny Melendrez show.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what would you do on those announcements?
I would do the horrible scopes and funny skits and try to do my best Sunny impression while being me at the same time.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Well, I want you to do this. Close your eyes. Okay? You're in third grade at Windcrest Elementary. You've now been given the ability to go into the room where you make the announcements, and all of a sudden, you're being transported to now, and here you are with yours truly. We've made your dream come true.
You certainly have. I can't believe I'm here. What's going on? How did I get here?
Did you enjoy the trip?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Pretty fast.
It was really quick. I appreciate that.
Now, the only thing is, once we get through here, you're going to have to go back.
Yeah. Okay.
How we do that, I don't know, but we'll figure out a way.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. So, Aaliyah Ryder, let's talk about your life here. You're Windcrest. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to a couple different ones. I went to the International School of the Americas. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And then graduated from MacArthur. Go Brahmas.
Go Brahmas.
Yeah, go Brahmas.
Did you have an idea what you wanted to do with your life?
I wanted to run away to New York and dance on Broadway, which I did. The running away to New York part. Well, I didn't run. I got a U-Haul and I drove.
And how old were you then?
I was about 19.
19.
Yeah, and I knew everything.
Were you alone?
No, I was with my then boyfriend at the time, Salvatore Giannino.
Yeah. He wasn't in the U-Haul, was he?
No.
So you guys both take off to New York.
Mm-hmm. He was from New York.
He was from New York.
So okay. He was going to show me the ropes.
Okay,
He was going to make it happen.
Okay. And you're going there to do what?
To dance on Broadway in Cats as Victoria. So help me God.
I realize what we have to do. You heard of 5-hour energy? Yeah. You have 5-hour laughter. We've got to bottle this. We're going to make a fortune. Okay, so you get to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the moment that you start seeing the big buildings and the lights or whatever.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was like, okay, this is my dream. It's happening. Nothing in the world could go wrong ever. This is it. I'll be on Broadway tomorrow in my fabulous warehouse apartment with Views of the City. Don't matter the cost. I'm sure I'm going to make it happen somehow. Broadway stars get paid millions, right? And as I get there, the longest running show on Broadway closes the doors.
Cats. So what'd you do?
Well, I stood there in disbelief and shock and figured that I would go ahead and give it a try anyway. So I did find a small audition that was not at all Broadway. And went there with my hopes held high and delusions even higher and auditioned and did absolutely horribly and realized I had stage fright.
Really?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Who knew?
All right. So are they calling your name or you're there?
Uh-huh. I had a number and everything.
Okay. So they call your number.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what it was?
Not at all. No, I blocked it. It was probably number 42 or something.
Okay, so they call your number, and then what happens?
They asked me to have a song ready. We'd gone through the dance part. I did fine. However, I thought I was like one of the best dancers in the world, and turns out that I was one of the best average dancers in San Antonio and at my school. So that's not too bad. And then I started to sing, and then realized that I couldn't get on the stage to sing. I had my back turned toward the audience. I couldn't even get up on the stage. I was just kind of staring at the stage, which is like right here under my chin at that point. And kind of warbled out a few bars of something horrifically screechy that sounded nothing like the song that I thought I was going to sing.
Really?
Yes.
And so what did they tell you?
They kind of gave me the, oh. No.
That was it.
Yeah. And they said, you know, you might want to get yourself a singing coach and a dance coach and an agent and a headshot and a new thought process on where you'd like to work, because it's not going to be on Broadway kind of
thing.
Wow.
So did you feel like, you know, it was over? I mean, you must have felt something.
Well, I remember thinking, it doesn't happen this way in the movies. Where did I go wrong?
Yeah.
This doesn't happen at all in the movies. And you know, my warehouse apartment's not ready yet. What's going on here? Why am I not living the dream, you know, 2 hours into my arrival?
And how long after that did you leave to come back here?
It wasn't very long at all, I won't even say.
Yeah. But then you also went abroad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was nice.
But you know,
see, I did.
We're going to bottle that laughter. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I can see people just opening it up and hearing your laugh. And okay, I'm happy again. All right. So you went to the UK.
Yes, with my eldest brother and sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I basically just got a call from our mom. She said, "Hey, you guys aren't doing anything right. Would you like to go see the UK? And I just kind of said, "Yeah, when?" She says, "Well, how fast can you get your passport?" Sped through that, and then I was being whisked away to the magical land of UK town. UKston.
Now, did you audition for anything over there?
No.
No?
No.
And what was the song you auditioned, you sang when you did the New York audition?
Just When I Needed You Most.
Really?
A very, very popular tune back in the
day. Sing a little bit. How's it go? Just that one part. Just that one line. That's how you sang it, really?
Hey.
But yet, when you were at home and you were practicing, no problem.
No problem at all. Yeah. I had the brush. I had the bathroom mirror. I had the brightest lights I could find on my desk lamp pointed right at me.
Aww.
And I was knocking them dead with memories.
Yeah. Yeah. See, now, this was the, I guess this was the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But there was no internet. At least not as we know it today. Otherwise, you would have had videos, you would have had mm-hmm. YouTube, you would have a channel, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of a deal. And still, there's something about, and I want to get your take on this, about the fact that here you are, obviously effervescent, bubbly, great personality.
Thanks.
And anybody listening would say, wow, you know, why would she have stage fright? What do you think it is?
I don't know. I just shut down under pressure. I don't know, I guess that's just too many eyes. The pressure of letting somebody down, letting myself down, maybe making a fool out of myself, which I do on a daily basis anyway. I'm not sure what it is.
And I'm you don't feel sure that way right now?
I'm hiding it well. No, I'm hiding it well. What? Me? No. Me worry?
Okay, so you leave the UK, you come mm-hmm. back here. And did you have an idea of what you wanted to do with your life?
I really didn't know what I was going to do at that point. I knew I wanted to do something. I still had the DJ thing in my head. And whenever I said DJ, by this point, people were like, "Oh, you want to spin records, yo?" And I was like, "No, not at all, yo. Not even close." But, you know, I found out that you do have to go to college. You do have to take a math course, no matter what you do or say. If you want to be on the radio, this is what you have to do. And so I just kind of figured, maybe I'll get a CB radio one of these years and do something out of the basement. And all will be well.
You know, there's two things that happen. First of all, you have to know that you're not alone. About 90% of the people that I've met along the way throughout my career in radio, very shy in front of people, kind of a crowd. Mm-hmm. And yet, behind the microphone, they can imagine the crowd, and they have no problem doing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But you do you take the other scenario, and here you are behind a microphone in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you get that whole thing where, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know.
No, it's all those eyes boring into me, and the whole imagining them naked thing just does not work.
Let's talk about music.
Okay.
Favorite songs.
My favorite song is Prince, probably Take Me With You from the Purple Rain soundtrack, because you have to purify your body in waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah.
Purify yourself.
Yeah.
And then I love disco. I love disco and old R&B like the Brothers Johnson and Earth, Wind & Fire. And, you know, the Barry White's got a few songs. He's not too bad. But disco is definitely very cheery, and it's got a great bass line.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in the Sunshine Band, of course.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Very, very good. Did I ever figure out the name of that singer, Lolita or Lolita Salsa Orchestra or something? She's got a good song.
You were talking about that before we went on the air.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, because here's what's so funny. When disco was out, mm-hmm. there was a point where people started not liking disco. It was not cool. And now here you are, grown up, looking back, having those memories.
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of cool that you still, you know, the same thing with Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
People would be like,
oh, I love
closet
Barry Manilow,
you know, fans.
Not at all. I love that.
And yet, you know, there are people that just love Barry Manilow.
Mm-hmm.
And having worked with him, he's just a great guy. And mm-hmm. the song, you know, you don't have to apologize for liking fun music.
Yeah.
You know, Can't Smile Without You.
Yes.
It's okay.
Copacabana, can we just say, I know it's cliche, but you cannot have a bad moment when that song is playing. You just don't.
No.
And that's what I love about disco.
Yeah.
Is you cannot be grumpy or pouty or sad you've got disco playing. It's impossible.
You're right. You know which other song we used to do on KTFM was The Conga?
Yes.
With the Miami Sound Machine.
Yes.
Gloria Estefan, you know. Okay, so movies. Favorite movies?
Moonstruck.
Oh.
Yeah. Snap out of it. Yes, hands down, that's an easy one, Moonstruck.
And sports, any kind of sports?
I like soccer players, and I cannot lie.
Just the soccer players.
Because they're nice.
Do you have any idea how soccer works, what the whole deal is?
So you get the ball, and then you kick the ball. There's 90 minutes involved. And then there's two teams.
Yeah.
And there's a pitch, what they play on, and it's a match.
It's all you need. It's all you need.
Everybody has a good time, and they sing songs, and they run.
Wait, they sing songs? When do they sing songs in a soccer
stands,
match?
Maybe.
Oh, in the stands. Yeah. Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
I gotcha.
And there's a lot of soccering involved. It's also very soccer.
Okay, so you wanted to do the horrible scopes, and we're going to give you a little version of that. Here's the what the sign are you?
Capricorn.
Capricorn. Okay, so here's Capricorn. Why don't you pretend? Why don't you give the horoscopes, or as we used to call them, the horrible scopes. Oh, he just went away. Hold on a second. Here we go, and here is Capricorn.
That's me.
All right. Let me give you a little intro. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Horrible Scopes. Here is Aaliyah Ryder with the Horrible Scopes.
Hey, everybody. This sounds like a good time if you want to hurry up and waiting.
Wait. This is the actual Horrible Scope. This is not you talking, right?
No, a little bit of both. Okay.
Go ahead.
Hurry up and wait is today's phrase. Don't you just love that?
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing to do. A visit from a close friend, love partner, or colleague may be delayed, perhaps because of something regarding, and this is awesome, money or possibly the arts.
Wow.
Story of my life.
Wow.
It keeps you trapped and waiting, unable to go anywhere. At times like this, it's best to just eat pizza and go to sleep. Or it's best to distract yourself. Find something to do that engrosses you, and the time will go by more quickly.
Is that incredible? I mean, after all we've just talked about, here's this,
mm-hmm.
and people say that there's, you know, there's nothing to the, this is all just made up.
That's just crazy talk on their part.
It is, because, I mean, we actually got this from today, and I guess mm-hmm. it's from Yahoo or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Okay, so this is your dream come true. Anything else you'd like to do while we're on the radio?
Can I ask you something? I'm sure you get this all the time.
Sure.
Back in 1994, 95, you were at Magic, I believe, and you were giving away front row tickets to the Lyle Lovett and the Big Band show.
Yeah.
Does this ring any bells?
Yeah.
Do you remember the human pour-off? Where it was supposed to be, what's the most disgusting or random thing you would do to get these front row tickets? Well, that was me. That was me, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
For the human pour-off.
That's right.
I was Sardine Girl. That's what you called
yes,
me.
Yes, and tell everybody what you did.
I let you dump basically anything and everything that was completely disgusting and filthy and horrible and shameful.
And where did we do this?
In the parking lot of Magic 105. And I was so covered in schmutz that my mom really debated on letting me get back in the car.
Oh. How old were you then?
I was 14 or 15.
Yeah?
Yeah, but by golly, I got those front row tickets. Oh, and I got to meet you.
Well, yes. I thought you were going to say you got to meet Delilah Lovett. Yeah. Well, see, this is a reunion here.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it is great to see you again. So you went from elementary school over at Windcrest, and then we met in the parking lot, and then you came here, and now you're actually going to go back to Windcrest.
It's easy as that.
Yeah. It's been great. Been
time
great.
Time flies.
Yeah, see there? It really does. Okay, let's do this again in another 10 years.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Bye.